This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is criticizing Israel's prime minister over his handling of the war in Gaza. Schumer says that Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to Israel's security, but that he's become an obstacle to peace. Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer suggested that a negotiated two-state solution is the only sustainable answer to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
I speak for myself, but I also speak for so many mainstream Jewish Americans. A silent majority whose nuanced views on the matter have never been well represented in this country's discussions about the war in Gaza. My last name is Schumer, which derives from the Hebrew word shomer, or guardian.
Schumer says Israelis should hold new elections and begin a discussion about their nation's future. Officials at TikTok say they're gearing up for a legal battle as a bill to ban the video-sharing app moves through Congress. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, courts have blocked previous attempts to restrict access to TikTok in the U.S.
Backers of the House bill say forcing TikTok's owner to sell the app from its China-based parent company is about conduct, not content. But legal scholars say shutting down a social media platform will ignite a debate in courts over the balance between free speech and national security. Jamil Jaffer leads the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
Restricting Americans' right to access information or ideas or a media platform from abroad implicates the First Amendment. There's really no dispute about that.
Jaffer says if the bill does become law, the government will have to show in court what evidence it has to justify a mass suppressing of online speech. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
LGBTQ activists demonstrated outside the Oklahoma State Capitol Thursday, a day after the state medical examiner ruled the death of a non-binary teenager, Nex Benedict, a suicide. Lionel Ramos of member station KOSU has more.
The demonstrators blamed state lawmakers for passing legislation targeting trans youth. Diana Letkeman was among them. She is a Navy veteran and a trans woman who turned out carrying a rainbow pride umbrella in one hand and a trans pride flag in the other. She says state lawmakers should look to the U.S. Constitution.
I took an oath to protect and defend it as well as they did. So you respect our rights as much as you respect your rights.
President Biden says parents and schools, quote, must take reports of bullying seriously. He is calling on the nation to commit to addressing high suicide rates among non-binary and transgender children, in Nex Benedict's memory. Benedict died last month the day after a confrontation with other students in a school bathroom. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Britain's Maritime Service says a missile struck another ship in the Red Sea Friday, causing damage to the vessel. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which is believed to have been carried out by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Houthis have vowed to continue attacks on shipping in the Red Sea in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Fox News is being sued for wrongful death, fraud, and defamation over the deaths of two journalists and the wounding of a third 2 years ago in Ukraine. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the family of a 24-year-old producer who died claims the network ignored warnings about security concerns in an area of Kyiv.
The lawsuit involves a deadly Russian shelling in the suburbs of Kyiv in March 2022. Veteran videographer Pierre Zakashevsky and producer Sasha Kushnova were killed. Correspondent Ben Hall was badly burned and almost died. The lawsuit alleges that Fox failed to share details of the incident and ignored prior warnings from a local mayor and a security consultant from another news agency. An advisor from its own security consulting firm joined the lawsuit, alleging Fox sought to shift blame onto him. Fox denies these allegations, and it says it mourns the loss of its colleagues. It says their safety is always the number one concern for the network. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Tornado advisories remain in effect for parts of the Ohio Valley overnight. Officials are investigating reports of multiple fatalities from suspected tornadoes that swept through Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky late Thursday. Again, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's losses. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.